Good morning and praise the Lord.
It
is good to be in the house of God. Amen. Can we open our Bibles and read Psalms chapter 86. Psalms chapter 86. Prayer for deliverance. Bow down thine ear, O Lord. Hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods, there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great and doest wondrous things, thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord, I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assembles of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it, and be ashamed. Because thou, Lord, hast helped me, and comforted me. Amen. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessing we receive from Him. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, your loving kindness, your goodness, your mercies, your love and care to us, for answered prayers, for the salvation, for the wonders and miracle, for the whole week you sustain us. Lord, thank you for all the circumstances that we pass through that display your glory and power. For indeed, you said in your word that those who seek you will find you. Lord, thank you for never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, Lord, for our food, the good health, the strength, the clothes, the favor that comes from you. And thank you for your word that we read daily to remind us to obey you. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. We humble down ourselves before you. Have mercy on us, O Lord. We renounce, confess, and rebuke the spirit of anger, non-teachable heart, the spirit of jealousy, doubt, non-forgiveness, the spirit of stubbornness, the love of money, pride, self-righteousness, and selfishness. We rebuke those evil spirits in the name of Jesus. Lord, cleanse us by your blood as you promise. If you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, we commit once again ourselves to do such, not to do such sins again. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. For God said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Give ear, O God, unto our prayers and supplications, that they will be heard by you. In Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family's members who are unsaved. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray to bless all those families provide their needs, protect them from the work of devil, and help them to continue to do your will in their lives. Lord, help families to reach other families around them with your word. Lord, help every husband to stand firm, being the head of their families. Give them wisdom how to execute discipline to their families. Anoint them with the Holy Spirit to lead their families and teach them the path that you want them to go through. Lord, give them good health, strength, and stable incomes to meet all their needs. We pray, Lord, for each wife to give them good health, stamina to attend their responsibilities over their families, and submissive heart to always obey their godly husband according to your word. Lord, unite parents in implementing the discipline to their children. We pray, Lord, for the children to be humble and heed the instructions they receive from their godly parents. Remove from them the heart of stone and give them a new heart of flesh. Put a new spirit in them to follow your decrees and laws. Lord, we trust you as we discipline our children. You will move and prove your word and give them blessed and prosperous life that comes from you. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Commit yourself to be a good example to others around you, and through you will come to know Christ. Lord, thank you for our jobs as a source of living here on earth. Lord, we commit ourselves to be a good example to our colleagues, even to our boss, and to evangelize to them by your words and by our good deeds and attitudes, that the salvation of Jesus will reach them. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey our earthly masters, to fulfill your word. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working. Lord, give them more businesses and incomes so we can receive our salaries on time. Lord, we commit ourselves to bring to you our tithes, offering, vows, and first fruits. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, help them and give them wisdom in their struggles and difficulties, and teach them to trust you always. Lord, help them to persevere to obey your word and your will in their lives. Lord, heal those who are sick, provide jobs for those who are jobless, and solve problems to those who are in trials. Lord, help them to go on and do their task and always look to the eternal life that you prepare for us in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, and those whom we met daily to be saved. Lord, anoint us to bring your gospel to them. Help us, Lord, to teach them everything. Always lead us by the Holy Spirit what we need to speak to them, to give them advices in tactful way according to your word, and help us not to compromise with them, so your blessings will continue to flow to us. We pray for their deliverance from their sins and receive the salvation that comes from you, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church to other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Lord, we commit ourselves to pray and to preach your gospel to them. Lord, we pray for more people to be saved. Lord, we pray to give us favor in the eyes of those governments and provide places of worship, offices, and documentation needed for our ministries to continue in all those countries, in Jesus' name. Let us pray for the church to grow in all the ministries of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible studies group, more congregation to be planted. We pray for more people to get water baptized and more to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Lord, enable us to reach new places not yet been reached by your gospel. We pray to bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming, watchmen ministry, the publication, children and youths under their parents, wives under their husband, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, give us the spiritual gifts that we need to heal the sick, to evangelize, to pray, and to prophesy so they will know that you are a true God and we are your servants. Lord, open to us effective doors to reach the lost and use all the resources to preach your word, to impart the true way, how to live in righteousness and holiness in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for our service today. Anoint us, refill us once again with the Holy Spirit, and then have mercy on us to honor you and please you by our lives a living sacrifice unto you. Lord, give us a humble heart to obey and follow you more and to do always your very will in our lives. Lord, bless our prayer, our songs that we will sing, bless our giving, and bless your message to us today to apply in our lives. Lord, save new people. Let them encounter you in this service and be transformed. Lord, heal the sick, set those in bandages free, and spread further your word. Lord, anoint this recording and make it rich to the whole church and to far places. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him.
Each one of us as we gather in this place. Hallelujah. Let's give glory to the King of Kings. Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes, offering, and first fruit to God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Yes, O God, our gracious Father, we thank you and praise you for all the abundance that you entrusted in our life. We thank you, Lord, to put in our hearts to give cheerfully, to obey and have faith, knowing you provide everything what we need in our life. I pray, Lord, to bless this money, to give comfort to your purpose, to your people, to provide what they need, that give glory and honor unto your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. And good morning. It's good to be in the house of God. Our message today is God's Crowning Requirements, Part 42, the Parable of the Tenants. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 25, and we read it from verse 14 to 30. Matthew 25, verse 14 to 30. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. And straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth, and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou art delivered unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have strawed not. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents, for unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We come before the name of Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful time you give us to serve you and to worship you and to do the works of yours in the name of Jesus, we pray, anoint my lips, anoint the message that's going to be delivered, touch your heart, the heart of your people, the heart of your church members and workers. I pray you raise them for revival to save me wholeheartedly. I pray for people to revive, to come back to serve wholeheartedly, to employ all what you have given them into the service of yours. Oh God, I know this recording and use it for your glory. Oh God, I pray for fruits, 160 and 30 according to your will. Let your name be glorified and let your will be done. This is our prayer in His name. Amen and amen. This is another parable that the Lord Jesus Christ shared with His disciples before he suffered and died on the cross for our sin. He spoke it about His return and how He will judge us according to what we had done with what He entrusted to us. In Matthew 25, Jesus spoke about His second coming and about His judgment in His three parables, and the parable of the tenants is one of them. The tenants describe what God had entrusted to us and what Jesus had given to us before He went to heaven, the blessing that He wants us to use for His glory and for the benefit of the people around us, whom God has placed under our care. And we will be judged at His second coming or when we die or at any time according to how we had used the talents that God entrusted to us. The talents can be the following: A, our lives, bodies, and souls. God had given you life, and your life is not for you, but it is for God. Many, they say, it is my life, and I will do what I like to do, but that is not correct. Your life belongs to God, and you cannot do what you want or what you like because you need to do what God wants you to do. You cannot study what you want, or marry what you like, or buy what you want, or live the style that you like, or travel where you want, or work what you like, because simply your life and your body and soul is for God, and you cannot do with them what you like. God had given us each day, God has given us each body and soul, so we need to care for them. We need to take proper food and sleep and have rest and care for our souls and live in a suitable atmosphere away from temptations to continue to serve God. You must go along His plan and do God's will and not your own will and plan. The three men in the parable are called servants. Matthew 25, verse 14, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Every one of us supposed to be God's servant, and we are supposed to be good stewards of what God had entrusted into our lives. God had placed each and every one of us in certain places, in certain positions, and in certain relationships with people, and expect from us to do things according to His word, will, and plan. The tenants can be the time available for us. God's desire for us is to use this time fruitfully. There are 24 hours in a day. God wants us to use the hours of the day fruitfully from the time we wake up till we retire to bed. We need to receive a clear program from God of what we need to do. We should not be aimless and without goals, and neither should we waste time. There is a time factor for each day, and there is an age factor for man's activity and achievement. When we are young, we have much energy, and we should not waste it, because when we are old, we will not be able to do the things we did when we were young. Time is equal money. If you waste it, then you are wasting money. Time is equal money. If you waste it, then you are wasting money. Time is a sword. If you will not handle it well, it will cut you. If you waste your time, then you are destroying your life and making it unfruitful. You need to keep time to work, time to sleep and rest, time to serve God, time with your family, time to study, time to pray, time to read the Bible, time to fast, time to evangelize, and time to help people. You need to avoid wasting time with friends, media, news, games, gossips, fights, and silly trips and movements, so you can be fruitful and do completely what God assigned for you to do. Value the time in your life. Use it appropriately and stop wasting it. The talents can be the skills and the talents that God has given us. Our professional skills, our various talents that our bodies carries from birth, the languages we speak, our sound scientific knowledge and the ability to learn and use technology are to be employed for the extension of the God's kingdom. All what you have of these, they are talents, and you needed to use them for God's glory, to serve Him and to save people in serving God's purpose in your life. We read in Matthew 25, verse 15, the words several ability to every man according to his several ability. It means every one of us has several and not one ability. We read also in Matthew 25, verse 16, the word traded. Then he that had received the five talents went and traded with them. It means we need to use them and to employ them all into the kingdom of God. The talent can be the material possessions that he had given us. The Lord has blessed us with jobs, salaries, wealth and assets, capitals, lands, houses, buildings, cars, farms, animals, jewels, silver and gold, and many other things that need to be used for His glory and for the name of Jesus to be lifted up. God wants you to use the money given you wisely. You need to work to earn. You need to tithe your income. And you need to spend on your needs. You need not to waste your money. You need to save one-fifth of your income. You need to give some money to help the poor. You need to give offering to God. You need to work out to pay your first fruits. And that's why you need to be wise in budgeting your money. The same for other material things that you need to use. But God give you wisely and employ them for His service and ministry. The talents can be the spiritual gifts that He has given us. These are the gifts that God has given us after we receive Christ and get baptized with the Holy Spirit. The following are the gifts of the Holy Spirit: word of wisdom, word of knowledge, gift of faith, gift of healings, gift of working miracles, gift of giving, showing mercy, gift of helps, leadership, administration, gift of exhorters, pastors, teachers, prophets, and evangelists. He gave us different gifts to build up the body of Christ, to train the saints and equip them. These gifts are to be used to serve people for the common good and to bring honor and glory to God. The spiritual gifts are not to be used for monetary benefits or as a meal ticket. The church should not allow such misconduct. Some preachers move from church to gain finances for every session of preaching. There are those who prophesy and predict the future and those who do miracles and earn money. There are those who seek churches to pay them for their attendance and services and use their God's gifts. Then use their God's given gifts with the wrong motive and purpose. These contradict the great commission of the Lord. Therefore, we need to use these gifts to go and preach the gospel and make disciples as Jesus commanded us. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the ends of the world. Amen. We should not make money as a goal in God's service. And we should not allow money to be a hindrance to us to serve. And we need to be willing to spend whenever we need to do that. God has given to every one of us at least a portion of all the above mentioned talents. Some have received much, others have little. To every man according to his several ability. You cannot say that you receive nothing. God has given you certain things and you need to be accountable to what you received. Jesus, in the parable of the tenants, describes how the Lord, who is Jesus himself, had entrusted his servants with certain tenants before he had left on his journey. When he came back, he settled accounts with them. In Matthew 25, verse 19, after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. At any time, we might be called to give an account to God, either at Christ's second coming or at our death, or even at any time during our life, and will be judged. Therefore, we need to be ready to be judged according to what we receive and what we had done. About the value of one talent, some they say that the talent is equal to 30 kilograms. Another they say it is equal to 60 kilograms. Whatever the talent is composed from, for example, silver, even if you have received one talent, then minimum you have received 30 kilograms of silver. If five, then 150 kilograms. And that is not a small thing, especially at the time of Jesus. And you can do a lot of things with it. So again, you cannot say that you receive nothing. The servant who had received five talents brought another five. and the one who received two had also doubled his portion. So what we can conclude here, that God wants us to have 100 increases to what God has given to us. But the servant who got one talent failed his Lord, as we read in Matthew 25, verse 24 and 25. Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy tent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. He did nothing good of what he had received. You will be judged if you receive and you are not willing to give, to share, or to do what God expects from you. Why the servant did not use what God had given him? What hindered him from being effective in doing God's work and to bear fruit? As we analyze what he said to the Lord and what the Lord has said to him, we will know what made that servant and what might make us ineffective in using the talent that God has given. Matthew 25, verse 26 and 27. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money into the exchangers, and then at my coming I would have received mine own with usury. Why the servant did not use what God has given him? First, laziness or slothfulness. Here we are taught in the parable that lazy people will be judged for their sin of laziness, that God will take from them what he gave them and will end up in hell. Therefore, we admonish such people to repent. Let us know to delay, to postpone, and to embrace sleep more than necessarily will rob us of the time that God has given us. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 30 to 40, I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns and nettles, had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Here we learn from this proverb that God had given us good things and good resources, and so if we will not use them wisely and diligently, and waste time by sleeping, not working, and keep postponing, then there'll be no fruit. Instead, thorns and nettles and broken walls, which indicate losses and damages because of laziness. God wants us to be diligent in our lives. We need to spend more time in prayer, more time in reading the Bible, which is the Word of God, and meditate on it. Many have lost a lot of what God had given them because of laziness and lack of diligence. Many scriptures admonish and speak against laziness and teach us how laziness and slothfulness or being a sluggard would ruin our lives. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 8. Go to the end, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, no overseer or ruler, provided her meat in the summer and gathered her food in the harvest. Here we are called to take heed of the good example of the ant, to pick up and collect things and store them so we can use them at the proper time to meet our needs. To those who are lazy, receive these rebukes. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 9 onward. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that troubleth, and thy want as an armed man. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 4. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. We are here taught that only hard work can bring us plentiful resources and the blessings of God. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 4. The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Here we are taught that only diligent works can satisfy our needs and desires. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 25. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 24. A slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom, and will not so much as to bring it to his mouth again. Lazy people are not willing to help themselves even to meet their essential needs. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 13. The slothful man saying, there is a lion without, I shall be slain in the street. Lazy people have good stories, excuses and justifications to escape from hard work, but at the end will have nothing. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 4. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Therefore, shall he beg in harvest and have nothing. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 13 and verse 16. The slothful man says, there is a lion in the way. A lion is in the streets. The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason. The third servant who received one talent said to the Lord the following, and I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. That was his excuse and his way to cover his laziness. He did not do anything with what God had given to him. He went and dug in the ground and buried what God had given to him. Even the Lord told him that at least he should put in the bank and get some interest on it so he can give to his Lord. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. That is why we put our money in time deposit in banks to receive some interest. Lazy workers, even small things they will not do. At least go and pray. Go and give Bible study. Go and invite somebody. Help someone and give him the gospel. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 14 and 15. As the door turneth upon his hinges, so doth the slothful upon his bed. The slothful hideth his hand in his bosom. It grieveth him to bring it back again to his mouth. So lazy person always on bed, and is lazy even not to use his hand to put the food in his own mouth. The desire of the slothful kill him, for his hand refuses to labor. Proverbs 21, verse 25. Lazy people cannot achieve things, and they die longing, for they cannot meet their desires because they are lazy and don't want to work. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 49. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom, pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. One of the sins of Sodom was idleness and unwillingness to work because of a plenty of bread that was available to them. Even though the Lord has blessed us with a plenty of provisions, we still need to work and play our part in the life of the church and in the life of the society. Why the servant did not use what God had given him? Number two, wickedness. Living a sinful life makes us unfruitful people. Craftiness, the shrewdness of the world, the corruption will make us ineffective. Whatever success people may taste at the beginning, employing their crooked ways and practices, they will finally be exposed and will face the consequences of using the evil devices they employed. Envy, jealousy, lust, immoralities, telling lies, stealing, cheating, abusing, taking advantage, fights, anger, quarrels, non-forgiveness, selfishness, pride, arrogance, and whatever sin you allow in your life will turn you ineffective in your service and ministry unto God. Number three, lack of knowledge. When the lazy, wicked servant came to give an account to his Lord, he said, which had received the one tenant came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. He thought that he knew his Lord when he said, I knew thee. But in reality, he did not know his Lord well. Many times we think we know God and his ways, but in reality, we don't know him well, and that makes us ineffective servant. God said in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. So how are we going to overcome this lapse in the knowledge of God? The only way is by reading the Bible regularly. Let us daily read God's word, meditate on it, and apply it in our lives. The word of God is the way to know the will of our Lord. Therefore, we are accountable to reach the members with God's word and get every member, especially the new believers, to be part of a Bible study group in which God's word is explained well and everyone's spiritual needs are met. Number four, self-righteousness and blaming others, even the Lord. That servant, instead that he will repent and humbled down and confessed and accepted his sin, he was blaming the Lord. And sometimes they blame the church and the pastor, and that they are hard, unjust, difficult, and accusing others of bad things, as thy servant accused God, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not sowed. They are very good in telling lies and making stories to excuse themselves and cover their sins and put the blame on others. The Lord rebuked that lazy servant. The Lord rebuked that lazy wicked servant and judge him based on what he failed to do and of what evil he said. The Lord rebuked him, and before he judged his sin, he showed him what he did not do. His Lord answered and said in Matthew chapter 25, verse 26 and 27, "Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not sowed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury." In the same way, God is able to rebuke you and show you your wrongdoings and what you fail to do for God. Therefore, be earnest and repent, because judgment is coming. God may judge us in the same manner while we are still on earth, and in the final judgment when he will return. The message today is a warning for you to repent and amend your ways. Matthew 25, verse 28 and 29. "Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him that hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath." To the unfaithful servant, God shall take away from him and give to the faithful servant, who will have more. Judgment is coming on the way, so be earnest and repent. Judgment shall start in the house of God and be upon those wicked servants who are lazy, unfaithful, doing their own will and having their own understanding. God shall take from them what he has given them, and they will go into sadness, where they will cry and weep for what they lost. Matthew 25, verse 30. "And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, and they will lose eternity and end up in hell if they will not repent. But God will reward also the righteous." Matthew 25, verse 23. "His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." God needs us to be good and faithful servants. Then he will add to us and make us rulers over many things as we continue to be faithful to God. We will receive from him the good commendation and will live in joy and eternity, being entering into the joy of our Lord. My dear and beloved, the message today is a good reminder and warning for us to check ourselves. We need to desire to hear from Jesus when he returns, or even now in our service and ministry, when we are judged the world. "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." You need to humble yourselves, wash your life, and accept correction from him and from his church. You need to be motivated with the reward that he promised to those who faithfully serve him. Let us be motivated today as servants of God with the reward that he promised to those who are good and faithful and faithfully continue to serve him. Come now to God. Let's all stand. Repent of all your sins and wrongdoings and commit yourself to serve God and be good and faithful to what he entrusted to you, being a good steward of your resources, managing them according to his word, his will, and his purpose. Let's pray. Father God, I come before in the name of Jesus who died on the cross for my sins and rose from death to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that showed me clearly your ways and your will. Lord, thank you for all the corrections, the rebukes, and the admonishment that I receive in this message. Lord, thank you for all the motivation that I receive in this message and all the good things and the reward that I receive from you. Come now to God. Come now to the Lord and confess and renounce all your sins and commit yourself to save him. Confess and renounce all the works of the flesh in your life, telling lies, deceiving, cheating, stealing, abuse, taking advantage, fights, anger, rage, hatred, revenge, unforgiveness, grudge, and bitterness, division, pride, selfishness, lack of concern toward others, envy, jealousy, murder, lust, immoralities, greed, injustice, corruption, worldliness, and your love for money and material things. Renounce the grieving, lying, insulting and causing the Holy Spirit to invade. Confess and renounce your fear of man and your unwillingness to pass through persecution. Confess and renounce your flatteries, compromises, corruption and injustice. Confess and renounce all your stubbornness, disobedience and delay obedience. Confess and renounce your lack of faith and the doubts in your mind. Confess and renounce that you are doing your own will and plans and not the will of God and his plan in your life. Confess and renounce your unfaithfulness, ungratefulness, complaining and grumbling. Confess and renounce your lack of reading God's word and life of prayer. Confess and renounce your yoke with non-believers, with the friends, and in bondage with the media news and games. Confess and renounce your bad stewardship, wasting your resources, lack of tithing and giving to God, your laziness, your complacency, your bad examples, and your unwillingness to serve God and suffer for him. Lord, forgive me. I repent from the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to the message that I received today. To be good and faithful servant, grateful to you and start to save you. And be good steward for my life, body, and soul, time, resources, talents, and spiritual gifts, and good example to others to follow you. Lord, I commit myself to live according to your will and the good plan that you have for me. Lord, I commit myself to be fruitful and a productive person in your kingdom. Uphold me, O God, with your grace, and provide for me to continue to serve. brothers and sisters who repented and committed their lives to live for you and to save you. Lord, I pray for them to be changed by you to do your work and to be fruitful and faithful in what you had entrusted to them. Lord, protect them, provide for them, and give them good health and strength to accomplish their ministry and the assignment that you had entrusted to them. Lord, I pray for us as a church of God, that we will continue to be faithful to you, serving you wholeheartedly, and using all resources fruitfully and making the most of all the opportunities. Lord, we commit ourselves to continue to teach your people to be good stewards and direct them according to your word, will, and your plans for them. Lord, I pray for more evangelism and more Bible studies to be planted and more workers to be trained. Lord, refill us once again with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts so that we continue to serve you. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.